You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? Happy Friday. It's your man, Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars. Here bringing you another episode of the Locked On Jaguar podcast because it's your team every day and it's what we do with your daily podcast. We give it to you. I'm going to give you an idea of what we're going to talk about here on today's show. All right, so in the first segment, I'm going to talk about Zach Wilson and the Jaguars and their responsibility and all of the reports that are out there about the Jaguars vetting Zach Wilson to the T. I'm not going to spill the beans because I think I got some heat. So I'm gonna wait to tell you about that. In the second segment coming up, what we're going to talk about is this notion and this idea that the Jaguars may end up fixing the offensive line more than we initially thought. There's reports out there that people are speculating because Cam Robinson sort of erased anything about the Jaguars off of all of his social media. And that they're asking, reportedly, they're asking Norwell to take a pay cut. I never remember the dudes. I always do that with him, and y'all know that. It's almost as if I don't want to call him Kevin Norwell, the kicker. And Kevin Norwell is always in my mind because he missed the kick in Super Bowl when I was overseas in the military. But my man, Andrew Norwell, the guard, there's some speculation as to why he's being asked to reduce money. People think it has something to do with the cap. I think it's very interesting why the Jaguars may be doing that. So I'll bring that part of it up. And then in the third, we'll just tie it all together for you guys about for the weekend about the talent level, the way that they're approaching things, and why I think it's a positive outlook. And then some of these names that are being released and maybe even tied to the Jaguars, Alex Smith, a Washington football team, have agreed to part ways with him. And seeing that it is early in free agency, the fact that some of these guys that have been released haven't been contacted by Jacksonville, are those some tells that you're going to get with their approach? So let's go back. Let's hit it in the first segment. Go ahead and talk about Zach Wilson. Reportedly, two of the five allowed Zoom calls that the Jags are allowed to have, they've done two of them with Zach Wilson and Brian Schottenheimer, has spent some time, according to Mike Florio, has spent some time talking to the coach at BYU about him. And there are a lot of people that continue to speculate that, well, maybe Trevor Lawrence isn't the number one pick overall, that the Jaguars are considering Zach Wilson with the number one pick. I don't know how true that is. I think there's some strong words when you can say they're considering the player. I think the Jaguars have a leader in the clubhouse. I think the Jaguars know who they want to pick. I don't have a problem with them doing the due diligence. In fact, to say that I don't have a problem with it, nobody cares if I have a problem or not. So I'll go even stronger than that and say this. I'll make this statement. If the Jaguars were not vetting Zach Wilson and doing their due diligence to vet the guy that most people believe is the second best quarterback in this draft or the second best player in this draft, and a guy that has those kind of tools that you could just look at and go, we need to take a hard look at this. If they weren't taking a hard look at it while Trevor is on the mend and while they're in this phase of the evaluation process, you should be angry. You should be angry at Urban Meyer. You should be angry at Trent Baalke. You should be angry at Shad Khan. You should be angry at the entire scouting department. You should be angry at that statue of that cat outside of TIAA Bank Field. You should be angry at everyone. If the Jaguars, during this phase of eval, were not doing their due diligence and at least taking a hard look, vetting and evaluating a guy that is considered the second best player at his position, at the position that you're going to obviously use the first pick on. You should be absolutely upset Because you know why? It's what you're supposed to be doing. You're looking. You're making sure. You're taking a hard look. It's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You shouldn't just go to, oh, nope, we got our guy. That's a fan doing that. That's fan stuff. That's not what scouts do. Your job is to make sure. Let's just say down the line, right? Just down the line, that Trevor's fine. He's good, right? Zach Wilson is like really good too. And it's like they're really neck and neck. And one day you're sitting there, if you're Urban Meyer, and you're having dinner with Shad Khan, and he goes, yeah, I like our guy, but that other guy's pretty good. Did you see that when you took a look at him? And Urban goes, I didn't look. And Shad goes, I can see Shad kind of look at Urban like that dude on Twitter with the blinking emoji. It's like, oh, really? Excuse me? You didn't even look? That's what you're paid to do. You're supposed to look. What do you mean you didn't look? Like, hey, Herbs, I'm glad we got our guy, but he probably would laugh and then look at him and say, yeah, you kidding, right? And Herb's like, no, I didn't look. I like Trevor, so we didn't even look at the dude. We took a peek, but we didn't. He said, how do you think that would go over? How would it go over? Instead of like, yeah, we know we took a hard look, but, you know, we like Trevor for this reason and that reason. And yeah, we took a good look and we saw these qualities, but we think we still have the right guy long term. That's better, right? Then, we took a peek, but nah, we didn't even look at it. We were sold on Trevor, so, you know, we knew he was going to sell tickets. And no, man, that's not the way this works. So, you know, I see a lot of people being angry and like, dude, like when people report that this is happening, why is it surprising? The Jaguars might be looking at Penei Sewell, too. I'm sure they probably got somebody taking a hard look at Ja'Marr Chase. And there's no way they're going to draft Trevor or Zach or whoever and still have a way to get one of those guys. This is eval time, folks. This is their job. This is what they do. If they don't do this, they're not doing anything else. So, you know, I don't know why people are surprised. But they're doing their due diligence. Don't get mad that they're looking. Don't get mad that you hear people saying that they consider it. And I know I quote tweet sometimes and I put the laughy emojis on top of it, but it's not that I'm doing it because I'm making fun of the people. And I know folks might think I'm doing that because I'm making fun of the people's evaluations. Well, occasionally that's what I'm doing. I ain't gonna lie to you but it's not like when they just do it, it's not because they put somebody above Trevor. It'll be like, because they'll have Justin Fields like the ninth best quarterback. It'll be something like that. That's sometimes when I'm trolling, because they'll do some stupid stuff like that. Or have Trey Lance as the 10th best quarterback in the draft. But when they do it and they don't rank Trevor Lawrence number one, sometimes I put the laughing emojis up. It's almost as if I'm saying your mentions are about to be lambasted with Jaguar fans. It's almost like I know what's going to come. I know the rush of Duval fans is about to wear him out, and he has no idea it's coming. That's what I'm talking about. But no, be upset if the Jaguars are not doing their due diligence, and understand this. They're doing that because they want the best for you. They're doing it because, and I know you think the best for you is taking Trevor, but them, don't be afraid of what they see if they go look at Zach Wilson. That's all I'm telling you. If Trevor is the guy that you think he is, and that I think he is, they can look at Trevor. I mean, I'm sorry. They can look at Zach Wilson with a flashlight in the daytime in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and it does not matter what they see. That's how secure you got to be in Trevor Lawrence. That they could have a microscope in the middle of the desert at high noon and look at Zach Wilson with bifocals on 10,000 times. And no matter what they see, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence. That's how secure you should feel if Trevor Lawrence is who we all think he is. So don't worry about it, man. We're going to talk about some more stuff here on Locked On Jaguars on a Friday. We're going to get right to it in just a second here on a good Friday on Locked On Jaguars, after I tell you about some friends of mine. And those friends are my friends over at betonline.ag. That's right, betonline.ag. If you want to win some money, man, some Skrilla, get paid, The only place you got to do it is at betonline.ag, because that's who I trust. It's also who you need to be trusting, because you want to win some money like I have. And I, you know, posted it on Twitter. I told you guys during the Super Bowl who to pick. I told you I took the Bucks and I won me some bucks. And you can do the same thing even though football is over. The NBA is in full-fledged mode right now. During the All-Star break, college basketball is going on, the NHL. Award shows, TV shows, reality TV, they got all of that stuff on there, man, and you can do the same thing. Head on over to the website and use your mobile device, and you can sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit as long as you use the promo code Locked On. That's right, promo code Locked On, and you'll get 50% off of your first deposit at betonline.ag. Do it today, man. Join the family of bettors like me over at betonline.ag. All right, man, this is your man T-Wig. Today on Locked On, today's podcast, Big Ben is back in yellow and black. Is that good thing for Pittsburgh or not? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with Locked On, today's podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. Pittsburgh got their quarterback back for a year. The Jaguars are going to get their quarterback, but now the question comes, who's going to protect that quarterback, right? And all offseason, we've been talking about Cam Robinson, and whether or not they're going to franchise tag him, and should they do it. And one of the things that I've said is, regardless of the situation, never, ever, 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 ever pay somebody more than they're worth. Don't pay somebody a lot of money because of a situation. Never, ever, ever pay someone more than they're worth. Don't, their value doesn't increase because of a situation. Right? Just don't do it. And I wouldn't do it. Now, am I trying to place a value on Cam Robinson? No, I'm not. I don't know what they believe Cam Robinson's worth. But I'm mainly speaking to the people that didn't think Cam Robinson was worth a lot of money, but says franchise tag him anyway and pay him the money just because you're unsure of what you can get if you let him go. I just think that, to be honest, that's the dumbest idea that's ever existed. So I would not do that. If I franchise tag franchise players. I don't franchise tag players that aren't franchise players. That is hustling backwards, right? You just don't do it. I'm sorry. You don't franchise tag them. You don't pay them if they're not any good. If Cam Robinson is this good, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. He'd just get tagged, period. It's not even – If folks are having a conversation about you, whether or not you're good or not, you don't deserve a franchise tag or a long-term contract. How simple could it be? Now, if the coaches feel differently, and I always preface that by saying this, if the coaches feel differently than we do, then that's different. And that's why I said it comes down to an endorsement and a cosign from George Warhop, who's been the offensive line coach here for 2 years, and what he says to Urban Meyer and what they feel and they see on tape, that is, it doesn't get any more clear than that. Trust me, if they retain George Warhop and they don't retain Cam Robinson, you can be crystal clear as to what that grade was, in my opinion. That means that coach didn't stand on the table for that guy. That's it. And apparently, according to reports on social media, Cam has kind of wiped all of the Jaguars, any connection that he's had to, I don't know because I don't check that stuff, but that he's wiped off anything that has to do with Jacksonville off of his social media pages. And I don't know if that necessarily means anything. It could be a ploy. It could be whatever. But, hey, whatever, man. Whatever suits you, whatever makes you happy, however you got to get it done, whatever you got to do to float your boat. But – now, reports are coming out that the Jaguars are asking Andrew Norwell to take a pay cut. If not, there's a feeling around the league that he could be cut. And maybe the Jaguars have even reached out to other people to see if he's tradable. And folks are just waiting because they believe he's going to be available. Him and some other people. These reports were mentioning him and some other guys, not just him by himself as a standalone player, but he was involved. So now there's two guys in one day where reports are indicating that there's a possibility that they might not be here. After reports all winter, that the Jaguars felt that the line was okay. It would indicate that the thinking of the coaches is now this, is more in line with what I thought, that they need two starters. Saw a report today from somebody that says, why would they get rid of their best lineman? I didn't hear anything about them getting rid of Brandon Linder, so I don't know why anybody would say, why are they getting rid of their best lineman and Brandon Linder's their best guy. So if Cam Robinson, Andrew Norwell, and A.J. Cann are expected not to be here, because I think A.J. Cann is probably one who we could assume is not going to be here as well, that would mean that's three guys that they're going to need and that they're going to address. I saw Grady Jackson. Grady Jackson was either released or going to be released by the Raiders. I hate the term kick the tires, but I would be willing to look at that. I think Grady had a high salary. I don't think he played poorly. I just think that they had a really good player behind him that they drafted who's not making the kind of money Grady is making, and this was a salary cap move. But I know at one point, I ain't going to sit here and lie to you and tell you I watched a whole bunch of Grady Jackson film, but he's a nasty, big, physical, nasty right guard who can really play. And I think he'd be a definite upgrade from what I remember. Like I say, I haven't watched the tape. But so getting back to, you know, if you turn around and you look up and they haven't franchise tagged Cam Robinson and they reduce Andrew Norwell's money, that tells you that you now see that this team isn't going to pay guys more than they're worth. My friend, you know, a guy that I, you know, I feature his stuff a lot, Benjamin Solak from the Draft Network, said that, are the Jags desperate for money? I know he's being sarcastic, but no, they're not desperate for cap space. That's not the only reason you would ask someone to take a pay cut. And to me, this is a good sign. This is something else for everyone to be very, very happy about. It's not about salary cap space. They're telling Andrew Norwell, we're willing to keep you, but you got to take a pay cut, because if they wanted to just cut him, they'd cut him. But they say, no, we're willing to keep you, but we're not going to keep you at that number. That means they're not going to pay him what they don't believe he's worth what his current salary calls for him to get paid. That's a good sign. That means that they're not willing to pay. Once again, they're not willing to pay guys more than what they have determined their value is. That's a good thing organizationally from a structure standpoint moving forward. Just because you have money doesn't mean you're going to sit here and be impulsive. It doesn't mean you're going to sit here and just throw it around like you're making it rain. You're still going to be, and it's good that they're being that way, because that means that when they really do have to pay someone, when you pinch these pennies from these other guys, you're going to actually have that money for the guys you need to pay. And when those guys want that little extra, you'll have it to give to them. All right, man, so what we're going to do here, we're going to talk talent. I'm going to use an example about getting talent, and this is one of the things that was fun for me. I actually got this idea while I was in the shower. Don't ask me why I was thinking about that, why I was all soaked up, but it's wild. But think about this. Why do teams, or why do folks, when they think about building a team, and I want you guys to think about this when you look at free agency and the mock drafts. Why do people assume that, okay, we'll get this guy, this guy, this guy. Okay, those will be our four or five guys that are our top guys, our alpha guys. And now you just need to get guys who are supplemental or complementary players. No. Why don't you get a great player and then try to get another great one and try to get another great one? And try to get another great one. Don't go into the third round or into day three of free agency saying, no, we need complimentary guys. No. No, get as many alphas as you can. You don't need to try to find complimentary players. Go get alpha guys. Let them determine their pecking order. I'd explain what I mean by that in our third and final segment for the weekend here on Locked On Jaguars, and I'll do it in just a second. Got to tell y'all about rockauto.com, man. Rockauto.com is the place you need to go for all of your auto parts and accessories. Rockauto.com is the flat-out truth, and they've been that way for over 20 years. That's right, two strong decades of delivering the best auto parts and accessories for any make and model of vehicle. You don't have to go to a chain store and stand in there with your hands in your pocket because you don't really know what you're talking about anyway. You can go online, put the information in, and guess what? Once that information gets in, not too long after that, you're going to get a knock on your door or something on your door to indicate that you have a package and your parts will be delivered to you. And better yet, you're not going to pay an arm and a leg for them. You're going to get the same price that a professional would get, even though you're a do-it-yourselfer. Go to rockauto.com, and when you get on that page, they're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? In that box, put locked on. That's right. Just so they know that you were sent by us. Rockauto.com is the cold truth, and any make or model that you have, no matter what you need from motor oil, air fresheners, carpet mats, or hard parts on your drivetrain, rockauto.com is the place for you to go. All right, man, as we head to the weekend, I got to tell you this. If you're going to make some bets, Locked On Bets is the podcast you need to listen to, and you do not have to guess. You can make an educated guess and make informed decisions if you listen to the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. All right, so here's my thing when it comes to team building. And I hear a lot of people want to assemble a team and think that somehow I hear it in your voices sometimes or I see it in your tweets that you think there's a way of getting enough. We got enough. Well, this is our alpha. Well, this is our dog. You got three or four dogs, now go get you some complimentary guys. No, no. You don't go picking complimentary guys. You go find as many dogs and alphas as you can. And what happens is they'll crown their king and they'll crown his cabinet and then everybody else will fall into place. But when you go looking for alphas. That's what you do. You want a team full and a room full of vultures. That's how it's built. That's why when you look at teams like Baltimore, they have a team full of tough guys. That's why, and I keep mentioning them because that's how everyone says they want to play. Let me give you an example. Legion of Boom. I'm going to take a wild guess. And if I had the time, I would have reached out to Cliff Averill, but he's on a different coast. He's 3 hours behind, so I did not. And I'll leave that to Corbin Smith because that's Corbin's, you know, it's Corbin's dude who covers Locked On Seahawks. But I'm going to take a wild guess and say that with all of those alpha personalities on that team, and trust me, there were a bunch of them. At some point, Percy Harvin, Doug Baldwin on offense, Beast Mode on offense, on defense, Bennett, Cliff, KJ Wright, Bobby Wagner, Sherman, Thomas at safety, Cam Chancellor. And I'm probably missing one or two other people. The big defensive tackle, the big nose guard that was there for long. All of these guys. I'm going to probably say from the outside looking in that the alpha on offense, the ultimate alpha, the king, was Marshawn Lynch. And everyone else kind of fell behind him, but they were like his cabinet. But they... He personified, he was the lead, he was the ringleader of that entire organization and mainly that offense. That as Marshawn marched, everyone went behind him. But you couldn't be soft being around him. He wanted tough guys on the team with him. He didn't want complimentary dudes. He wanted dudes that thought that they were just as tough as he was. You know, they probably weren't. But he wanted to be able to probably turn and look at you knowing what he had. So that he knew when he went out there and he went to battle, he knew that you was that dude and he trusted you and he believed in you. Doug Baldwin, Percy Harvin. I know when he turned and looked in that huddle and he saw those dudes' faces, he knew what he had. Russ, even though he's a different kind of tough, I think, you know, Russ, old polite little guy and all of that stuff, man, but Russ ain't no sucker, okay? And you look over at the defense. Now, this one was tough for me to try to figure out. But I try to work backwards with all of these personalities. The name that I came up with while looking at them was Cam Chancellor. I bet you money, and I'm going to ask Cliff. I'm going to reach out to him, and I'm going to find out. I bet money that if I had to crown a king on that defense, it was Cam Chancellor. I bet you he was the alpha of all. I bet you that when they were in that room, if one guy stood up, that's who it was. But he had guys on his cabinet now, and I bet you it was Earl Thomas, Sherman, Browner when he was there, Wagner. I bet all of those guys, I bet when he looked around, he looked in those guys' eyes and he saw himself. Because when Cam left, Earl Thomas became that guy. Sherman was that guy. Bennett was always there. He was that guy. Those guys, Wagner's that guy now. You don't all of a sudden become that when the other guy leaves. It was always there, but when he was there, he had that presence. So that's why I say from the very beginning, when the Jaguars are going out building this team, don't go looking for guys that are just supplemental pieces and complementary pieces. I think Urban Meyer's going to go look for toughness. I think everybody needs to be tough from 1 to 53. All of them have to be alphas. All of them have to be vultures. All of them have to be dogs. They were kind of close to that in 2017. You had Calais and Malik and Jalen. And all those dudes, man, I'm telling you, walking that locker room, it was totally different from 2015. A lot of testosterone in that locker room. Now, I kind of ran amok in 2018. But you see what I'm saying? If you don't lead it correctly, and if you don't do it the right way and build around it the right way and take care of guys, and the one thing about a room full of people like that, if you ain't 100, it's going to eat from the inside out. Everybody's got to trust everybody. And that trust starts at the very top. Everybody's got to trust everybody. Everybody got to believe everybody's there on the right page. Everybody has to believe that everyone is doing everything that they can to win, that they're drafting to win. I think some of that would have been alleviated had they drafted Lamar Jackson and not drafted a guy to replace Malik Jackson or Calais Campbell. If you're not looking towards the future to replace somebody with a guy like Taven Bryant, I really do believe that guys are like, what the hell? I'm serious. I just got that feeling just by being around the situation. So that's my spill on it, man. Just keep your eyes focused on that. Keep your eyes focused on the type of guys they sign in free agency and the guys they're interviewing in the draft. Don't be mad that they're doing their due diligence. Understand that this is what they have to do. Also, the offensive line situation. Don't be surprised if they turn around and they got three new starters, even though they told you. And this will be an idea now. This will be an idea when they say, I think our offensive line is great. And then if he replaces three people, well, that means that it's a need and no basis. And every now and then he'll throw something out there just so people will bite on it, just so they won't know what he's doing. You guys have a nice weekend, man. Keep taking care of each other. Remember, Locked On Jaguars is your podcast because it's your team every day. And you can subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Man, I'm going to miss y'all, and I'll see y'all Monday. I'll be right back at you because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars.